Let's keep it going.
And what drive specials do we still have coming up? Listeners who are listening and have been listening know that we kind of spring a lot of special programming on them during this time.
Yes. And tomorrow, Thursday, people can look forward to listening to many great specials, including Sheila Hamilton, a 5-time Emmy Award-winning journalist and the author of All the Things We Never Knew, Chasing the Chaos of Mental Illness, on Voices from the Edge at 8 a.m. And Africa Oye, Nigeria 70 from 2 to 4 p.m. And there's much more. But on Friday, it's News and Public Affairs Day from 7 a.m. to 8 p.m. So there's a lot happening on that day, including from 8 a.m. to 9 a.m., a conversation with historian Peter Limbaugh on the radical history of May Day. And then from 9 to 10, host Paul Rowland will speak with Reverend Billy about his new book, The Earth Wants You, a motivational handbook for earth activists. And then at noon, Friday host Kathleen Stevenson will interview Peter Wilcox on his book, Greenpeace Captain, My Adventures in Protecting the Future of Our Planet. And then Lisa Loving will speak with journalist Dar Jamil on war, peace, and climate disruption from 3 to 4 p.m. Dar Jamil is a Truth Out staff reporter and the author of The Will to Resist, Soldiers Who Refuse to Fight in Iraq and Afghanistan, as well as Beyond the Green Zone, dispatches from an unembedded journalist in an occupied Iraq. Jamil reported from Iraq for more than a year, as well as from Lebanon, Syria, Jordan, and Turkey over the last 10 years. So there's some good programming, and that's just on Friday.
And Monica, I got to say that for people who haven't been listening, they've been missing a lot of great stuff. In fact, this morning, Kathleen Stevenson interviewed Amy Goodman.
She did.
Who will be coming to Portland.
She's coming for a fundraising event for Street Roots and KABU.
So. Oh, and I also wanted to mention one of our newsroom colleagues, Robin Ryan, has been working on a very big story, an investigative report on the Oregonian. Can you give us a little bit about
that? Yes. On Monday, May 2nd, that will take place, 5 to 6 p.m., a KABU News special report, Who Owns the Oregonian?, a one-hour expose. So that is going to be about, as you mentioned, joining KABU investigative reporter Robin D. Ryan and others for a journey through the back rooms, FCC hearings on Who Owns the Oregonian, featuring Robert McChesney, former FCC Commissioner Michael Copps, and Tracy Rosenberg of the Media Alliance. So there's a lot going on, and yeah, we hope people will tune in, and people can always go, of course, to the KBOO website to find out more and support the membership drive.
Our spanking new website.
Yeah,
it looks beautiful. And of course, it's KABU, so the good programming doesn't stop after the drive. Mm-hmm. We've got a lot of special events coming up after the drive ends next week.
We do. Well, and actually, one I wanted to mention is actually this Saturday, so during the drive. But the Center for Intercultural Organizing and KABU, we've been working on a partnership with support from Oregon Humanities, and they have created a podcast that focuses on addressing the questions of how our communities define crime and criminals and the efforts of labeling communities as criminals. So this has been an ongoing project we've been working with, and they're having this Saturday, April 30th, from 2 to 4 p.m., at the CIO, Center for Intercultural Organizing, office in Beaverton. They'll host a public listening party with those podcasts about criminalization, and that will focus on the criminalization of immigrants and refugees, and learn more about the effort to end profiling as well, and to know your reporting rights when you're subject to profiling. So more info on that can be found on the right-hand side of the KABU website under community events, as usual.
And then those two big events, well, we mentioned Amy Goodman, but we also have another special guest coming to do a benefit for KABU.
That's right. We're very lucky. David Barsamian will be in Portland speaking and raising funds for KABU Friday, May 13th. And as folks know, he has the weekly radio show Alternative Radio, now in its 30th year. And so that will be good. And then Amy Goodman will also be here in May, as we mentioned, on May 8th at the Aladdin Theater in Southeast Portland. And that's going to be celebrating 20 years of Democracy Now! And that's a fundraiser for KABU and Street Roots newspaper. And you can get two tickets for Amy Goodman through a new $20 month sustaining membership.
Oh, Monica, we have Mike Crenshaw on the line now.
Oh, great.
Mike, are you there?
Yeah. Hey, guys.
Hey,
oh,
Mike.
Great. Thanks for calling in. We had mentioned that you're working now with the KBOO Youth Collective. How are they doing, and what's your role there?
So I've got a position as the Youth Hip Hop Outreach Coordinator. So what I'm doing is getting together young people from around the city, high school students, and it's not limited to high school students, by the way. I'm thinking, when I say young people, I'm thinking ages 15 to 30, really, who are interested in hip hop. We're doing a series of classes at KBOO as well as at the Social Justice Action Center. We're going to be doing a battle on May 14th, live hip hop battle with DJ Andy Stack from 10 p.m. to 12 a.m. in KBOO. So if people want to enter that battle, they're going to have to send me an email with their information at mic@kboo.org. That's a freestyle battle for MCs from around the city. It's called Chapel of Skills. And so in addition to the battle, I'm meeting weekly with young people from around the city, and we're going to be doing a series of classes where we deconstruct pop culture and learn about the history of hip-hop and its cultural contributions, as well as make sure young people understand that they have access to training as volunteers at KBOO and can learn the radio arts of engineering, production, content creation, even news and public affairs if they're so interested.
Oh, Mike, thanks very much. That's a big part of KBOO. In fact, at 6 o'clock, we have the Youth Collective doing the Underground program. We'd like to get back to our pitching shift right now. It is the spring membership drive. Monica,
thank you, Mike.
Thanks very much.
Thank you, Monica. Thank you, News for the Booth. Have a good day, guys.
You too.
Thank you.
Now is your chance to show support for the work our volunteers put in to bring you the newscast, rain or shine, every weekday throughout the year. Joining us now are Lisa and Jamie to talk about how you can support KBOO Community Radio.
It is us. We are here. The number to call is 877-500-5266. Make a contribution. I just want to come right out and say someone should donate $10 a month. Just come on and do it, friends. 877-500-5266. Give us a call, especially if you're beyond Portland. We have already heard from Camas, Washington, the Couve, the gorgeous, gorgeous Couve that many Portlanders secretly dream of moving to. I'm putting that out. So if you are beyond Portland, give us a call. 877-500-5266. Put us over the top. Jamie, you were going to say something.
I was going to say, I kind of just want you to make a mental list. Think about all the things that you appreciate on KBOO, the shows and the programs that resonate with you. Think about their value. Think about what they're worth to you in your life, whether it's something that you listen to maybe once a week, or if you're a regular KBOO listener, if you listen to the evening newscast and more. Think of your donation as an investment, a contribution to keep those shows going, to keep the lights turned on in the studio, to keep the microphones running and everything in tip-top shape. Number to call is 877-500-5266.
Hey, and the other thing that I wanted to brag about a little, because we get to brag when it comes down to the membership drive, right? The membership party, excuse me.
Woot, woot.
We get to brag a little. Coming up in the next segment, we have a poem by poet Dan Raphael. Dan Raphael is one of the most beloved poets in the state of Oregon, and he is one of our newsroom volunteers on Wednesdays. And today we're going to air his second news poem. We're trying to push him into doing a regular segment called
Poetic Justice.
We just want him to do it. The first one was the 420 poem, which was hilarious. This one today is about a story from out of City Hall, so I'm not going to steal anybody's thunder. But you give us a call, 877-500-5266. I'd like to really strongly suggest someone contribute $10 a month. $10 a month, that's not too much to ask. Does it cost 10 bucks to go see a movie now? It does. KBOO.FM, if you're in New York, go on the website and make a contribution there. Really super strongly encouraging people to come in person. We're located at 20 Southeast 8th in Portland, Oregon. You can actually come in here. We don't shake you down. We don't make you wear badges. You can come in here because we're everyday people, right? 877 500 5266. If you just moved here, right? You don't know much about it, but you're listening to this broadcast and going, oh my God, they're actually talking about climate change. That's intelligent. I need to support this. I really want to encourage you to come in person to 20 Southeast 8th. You're going to say something, Jamie?
I was going to say, think about all the stories that you've heard in this past newscast. Think of the diversity of content at KBOO. We have a poem coming up, a news poem. How else can you get your news in a poem? It's not just the newscasts that are diverse. It's because the people that make up those newscasts are equally diverse through the people and the stories, the music, the content, the podcasts that we can share and tell. This is what makes up our community, whether you're just moving from California or from Wisconsin or from the far-flung corners of the earth and you're in Portland, you can join into that community. It's a wonderful, happy, loving place, and not just because Lisa Loving is in the building.
It's true. It's true. And here's the other piece, 877-500-5266. Everything we do is podcast, so you don't even have to tune in at 5. If you've got any kind of digital hookup of any sort, you can listen to our news broadcast any time of the day or night, right? And all of our incredible evening public affairs programming. A lot of people start in the newsroom, and then they look around KBOO and see all the other amazing things that they might want to do, whether it's a radio show, author interview, stuff like that. They move from the newsroom, and they populate the other parts of the station. But that's where we start. And again, you can listen to this broadcast anytime, and you could do it on your phone. And I wish I had known that when I was in Albuquerque, New Mexico last year. I would not have given all that money to Xfinity. I would have called 877-500-5266 and given it to KBOO.
Supporting local, community-driven, people-driven. We're not about the corporate. We're not about these, again, I keep on saying it, higher powers of the universe. Like, we are made up of grassroots people, everyday people. Most people here have day jobs, second jobs, third jobs, but they still come to the radio station. They still contribute to make this happen. 877-500-5266.
And let's take it back to the news. Thanks to all who've called.
Mayor Charlie Hales has proposed a ban on new construction of fast food restaurant drive-thrus in central Portland. For a poetic justice commentary on the issue, we go to KBOO newsroom poet Dan Raphael.
If you're looking to open new drive-thrus, our mayor Chuck Hales has some bad news. On our busiest streets, when you want fries and meat, you'll have to go in where the grease stews. When drivers are hurried and starving, they're heedless of where they are driving, tearing out of the lot while their food is still hot as bikers for safety are diving. Food tastes so much better with patience. Make your order, then have conversation. When you eat in a rush, food comes back with a gush. Taking time brings more flavor sensations.
That was KBOO newsroom volunteer and poet Ryman Dan Raphael with a poetic justice commentary.
And I'm Demi Hellenius. You're listening to an hour-long membership drive special of the KBOO Evening News. This is a volunteer-produced newscast, and we encourage your participation. Call us with your breaking news stories at 503-231-8032, extension 203. Our production team for tonight's newscast is Jamie Haddad and Jamie Partridge. The producer is Jenna Yokoyama. Our engineer is David Kesters. The KBOO Evening News and Public Affairs Director is Lisa Loving. A podcast of this newscast is available on our website at kboo.fm/evening news. You're listening to KBOO at 90.7 FM in Portland and Plymouth on translator K282BH at 104.3 FM and in Hood River at 91.9 FM on translator K220HR. I'm Demi Hellenius.
And I'm Ken Jones. Coming up tomorrow morning on KBOO, at 7 it's Democracy Now! With Amy Goodman and Juan Gonzalez. At 8 on Voices from the Edge, host Joanne Hardesty interviews Portland journalist and author Sheila Hamilton about her book, All the Things We Never Knew, Chasing the Chaos of Mental Illness. At 9, Teresa Mitchell hosts Press Watch, the news you're not supposed to know. At 10, Chris Andre and Cosmo host Air Cascadia, headlines, interviews, and commentary. At 10:15, it's Flashpoints, investigative news radio with Dennis Bernstein. At 11 on the Radio Zine, Doug McVeigh speaks with David Schmader about his new book, Weed, The User's Guide, a 21st Century Handbook for Enjoying Marijuana. And at 11:30 on the Film Show, Jen Chavez interviews legendary documentary filmmaker Frederick Wiseman. Stay tuned now for The Underground, a public affairs show produced by KBOO's Youth Collective, and you can still call to become a KBOO member at 877-500-5266. Good night, Demi.
Good night, Ken. Good night, David.
This is KBOO Portland.
KBOO Community Radio, along with Street Roots Newspaper, is proud to co-sponsor Amy Goodman's Portland appearance Sunday, May 8th, at the Aladdin Theater. She'll be talking about Democracy Now, 20 years covering the movements changing America. Her new book, co-authored by David Goodman and Dennis Moynihan. And Amy will be doing a book signing after the talk. All proceeds go to benefit KBOO and Street Roots Newspaper. Again, that's Amy Goodman on Sunday, May 8th at the Aladdin Theater, 3017 Southeast Milwaukee Avenue in Portland. More information can be found at kboo.fm/democracynowbenefit.
Democracy is coming to the USA.